all of your fiscal arguments during the referendum campaign were based on the price of oil being around $113 a barrel and rising. It's now half of that. I mean, it's just as well you lost the referendum, isn't it? Because you'd be heading for an independent Scotland in the midst of a massive fiscal crisis now.
No. We're very pleased today that the new forecast from the IFS actually see the Scottish deficit halved by the end of this Parliament. They're finally, I think, looking at the £15 billion of forecast additional onshore revenues by the end of this year. Now, you're right about $113 a barrel. We got that wrong. It wasn't rising, Andrew. We used $113 a barrel fixed. And as we've had the discussion before, the UK government had a higher figure. Even last year, the UK government were forecasting $127 a barrel by the time we got to 2018-19. Yeah, I think the point...
Difference is, for the UK government, oil revenues are a small percentage of overall revenues. For you, they were crucial to your fiscal plans. You were projecting oil revenues of $7 billion for 16-17. The real figure will be $600 million. You're out by over 90%. And, of course, you can say everybody got the price of oil wrong, but your calculations depended on high oil prices. Not only that, you denigrated anybody who said they might not stay high. For example, when the OBR forecast oil would drop below $100 in March 2013, Alex Salmond dismissed this as, quote, stuff and nonsense. And it wasn't, was it?
Well, nobody expected the price to soften the way it did, although, Andrew, I'm sure you'll want to be the first to agree that given it dropped to $45 a barrel, which was very low and difficult for the UK as well as Scotland, today it's up at $62 a barrel.
But you can't base the finances of a nation on oil prices over which you have no control. And you accuse, Salmond accused the OBR, when it even dared to suggest that oil prices may fall below $100, of, quote, political manipulation, the way Chris Leslie has accused the HMRC. Would you like to apologise for that now? Take it back.
I think the thing is, everyone got the oil price wrong. There's no question about that. None at all. But you're wrong. We never predicated...
No, you were wrong. No, you got the predictions wrong.
You're wrong in your assessment, Andrew. Nobody ever predicated a Scottish constitutional change on the price of oil, perhaps on the control of a resource that's given the UK government £325 billion of revenue. But not on the price of oil.
Scotland can't cope in the way, can't cope in the same way as the United Kingdom with those variations. A United Kingdom brought together, we can cope with that.
David,
that's the challenge. It's not the prediction.
It's certainly the case that we can't cope if we don't have the tax levers and tools. They're sitting in Westminster.